Brothers and sisters, in the name of Jesus, Heavenly Father, we ask, Lord, a special prayer on our brothers and sisters all over the world, and Apostle Brother Larry and Brother Norm, Heavenly Father, for the missionary work they are doing, winning souls to Christ for you. We thank you, Lord, for all of the souls that they have led to you and all of the locals that they've opened up all over the world, Heavenly Father. And we ask in the name of thy Son, Jesus Christ, that you continue to strengthen them and to be with them, Lord, through all of the things that they are going through for your sake, Lord. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we ask this, amen. Good morning, brothers and sisters. You know, all of God's mercy and grace through an honest heart can be attained. Not so much a perfect heart, but having an honest heart, you know, willing to do the will of God and seek all of his righteousness and glory. And I want to read briefly John, Gospel of John, the 10th chapter, where he says, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that entereth not by the door into this sheepfold, but climbeth up some other way, the same is a thief and a robber. But he that entereth in by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. To him the porter open, and the sheep hear his voice, and he call his own sheep by name, and leadeth them out. And when he putteth forth his own sheep, he go before them, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. And a stranger will they not follow, but will flee from him, for they know not the voice of the stranger." God's people know his voice, and out of an honest heart, you can receive what God has for you to receive. You know, he has made it where people trying to understand couldn't understand. But anybody with an honest heart, he will open up to them for you to know the mysteries of the kingdom of God. And I want to also read one passage out of the 39th message that Brother Terry read. This is 39 and 10. He said, "Verily I say unto thee, hear ye the whisperings of my spirit, turn unto me and do that which is just. But build ye upon my rock, and the things pertaining to righteousness. Obtain my word, and it shall make you free, and my spirit shall give light unto all that will walk humbly before me and love, that they might also be loved of me." You know, everything goes back to having an honest heart, which is humility. And also, I want to read 10th chapter of John 16 verse, where he says, "And other sheep I have that are not of this fold, them also I must bring, and they shall hear my voice, and there shall be one fold and one shepherd." You know, I'm saying, hear the voice of God today, you know. Know his voice, you know. Seek him in all humility and love, you know, that when God's word comes, you can follow it to the fullness. God has done a marvelous work and wonder, has done and is doing a marvelous work and wonder. The fact that God even manifested himself in the flesh and came into the world with his great plan of salvation is a marvelous work and wonder within itself. But the Lord has restored his gospel to that to which it was, you know, that all men might be saved by knowing and hearing the gospel in the fullness, having an honest heart to receive it when they read it, you know, because some things can be plain and simple, and you can receive and you can read them and still not be able to perceive it because of the condition of your heart. So I've went over this time to time before, but the Lord is pressing me to go back over it. So that's what I'm going to do. Amen. So I'm going to go to Isaiah 29th chapter. You think I'd have sense enough to already have the books open to that page, but not so. Okay. And I'm going to start Isaiah 29. And I'm going to start at the 9th verse. And it says, "Stay yourselves and wonder, carry and wonder, cry out and cry. They are drunk, but not with wine. They stagger, but not with strong drink. For the Lord hath poured out upon you the spirit of deep sleep, and hath closed your eyes." Your eyes, the prophets and your rulers, the seers, have he covered. You know, man can be marred as all get out. Things can be put plain and simple, but if the Lord has turned you over to whatever it is you perceive and not what God perceives, then you still will not be able to receive these things, you know, and be saved in God's kingdom. And it says, and the vision of all has become unto you like the words of a book that is sealed, which men deliver to one who is learned, saying, read this, I pray thee. And he said, I cannot, for it is sealed. And the book is delivered to him who is not learned, saying, read this, I pray thee. And he said, I am not learned. Wherefore, the Lord said, for as much as this people draw near me with their mouth and with their lips do honor me, but have removed their hearts from me, and their fear toward me is thought by the precepts of men, you know. It all goes back to an honest heart. Therefore, behold, I will proceed to do a marvelous work among this people, even a marvelous work and a wonder, for the wisdom of their wise men shall perish, and the understanding of their prudent men shall be hidden. And I believe in John, it says, Jesus says, Lord, I thank you that you have withheld these things from the wise and prudent, but you have, but you have revealed them to babes of the unlearned man. And he says, woe unto those who seek deeply to hide their counsel from the Lord, and their works are in the dark, and they say, who seeth us, and who knoweth us? Surely, your turning of things upside down shall be esteemed as the potter's clay, for shall the work say of him who made it, he made it not, or shall the things formed say of him who formed it, he had not understanding? And it says, it is not yet a very little while. Oh, that's as far as I want to go on that. Sorry. Okay. That's as far as I want to go on that. And now, I want to go to the 10th chapter of Moroni. The Lord's got me doing it backwards today, but so be it. You get the point. Yeah. This book was sealed up until the time and time and brought forth at the will of God in his own time, you know. So, I read the testimony of this man. 10th chapter, first verse, yes. The Lord has got me starting at the end, working my way back today, so it says, now I, Moroni, write somewhat as seemeth me good, and I write unto my brethren, the Lamanites, and I would that they should know that more than 420 years have passed away since the sign was given of the coming of Christ. And I seal up these records after that I have spoken a few words by the way of exhortation unto you. That's why I was reading in Isaiah 29 about this. And it says, behold, I would exhort you that when ye shall read these things, it be wisdom in God that ye should read them, that ye would remember how merciful the Lord hath been unto the children of men from the creation of Adam even down until the time that ye shall receive these things, and ponder it in your hearts. So we're back to the honest heart again. And when ye receive these things, I would exhort you that ye would ask God, the Eternal Father, in the name of Christ, if these things are not true. You know, so many people have read this sealed up book, has been given to them to read, and they never ask God if this is true. They immediately reject it right away, and because of the conditions of their heart, they can't receive it. In the name of the Father of Christ, these things are not true. And if ye shall ask with a sincere heart, we're back to the honest heart again, with real intent, having faith in Christ, he will manifest the truth of it unto you by the power of the Holy Ghost. And Jesus said, it is expedient that I go, that I will send the Comforter to reveal all truth to you, you know. And in John, Jesus says, my sheep know my voice. So, you know, we're not receiving these things. Whose voice are we listening to, and what is the condition of our heart? And by the power of the Holy Ghost, ye may know the truth of all things. And whatever thing is good, it is just and true. Wherefore, nothing that is good denieth the Christ, but acknowledgeth that he is. and ye may know that he is by the power of the Holy Ghost. Wherefore I would exhort you that ye deny not the power of God, for he worketh by power according to the faith of the children of men, the same today and tomorrow and forever. And again I exhort you, my brethren, that ye deny not the gifts of God, for they are many, and they come from the same God. And there are different ways that these gifts are administered. But it is the same God which worketh all in all, and they are given by the manifestation of the Spirit of God unto men to profit them. For behold, one is given by the Spirit of God that he may teach the word of wisdom, and to another that he may teach the word of knowledge by the Spirit, and to another exceeding great faith, and to another the gifts of healing by the same Spirit, and again to another that he may make mighty miracles, and again to another that he may prophesy concerning all things, and again to another the beholding of angels and ministering spirits, and again to another all kinds of tongues, and again to another the interpretation of languages and diverse kinds of tongues. And all these things come by the Spirit of Christ, and they come unto every man severally, according as he will. And I would exhort you, my beloved brethren, that ye remember that every good gift comes of Christ. And I would exhort you, my beloved brethren, that ye remember that he is the same yesterday, today, and forever, and that all these gifts of which I have spoken, which are spiritual, never will be done away, even as long as the world shall stand, only according to the unbelief of the children of men. So some people have said that all of these gifts are done away with, but he's telling you that if these miracles and things are not happening, and all these things, it's because of man's unbelief, where you might not see that much of this maybe on this continent, but maybe on other continents, all of these things are going on in abundance because of the conditions of their hearts. Wherefore, there must be faith, and if there must be faith, there must also be hope. And if there must be hope, there must also be charity. And except ye have charity, ye cannot in no ways be saved in the kingdom of God. Neither can ye be saved in the kingdom of God. If ye have not faith, neither can ye have no hope. Well, see, we're all back to the condition of the heart again. Not the perfect heart, but the honest heart. The heart that's seeking Christ. And if ye have no hope, ye must needs be in despair, and despair cometh because of iniquity. Condition of the heart again. And Christ truly said unto our fathers, if ye have faith, you can do all things which is expedient unto me. And now I speak unto all the ends of the earth. He's talking to the world about this sealed book. That if the day cometh that the power and gifts of God shall be done away among you, it shall be because of unbelief, condition of the heart. And woe be unto the children of men if this be the case, for there shall be none that doeth good among you. No, not one. For if there be one among ye that doeth good, he shall work by the power and gift of God. Woe unto them which shall do these things away and die, for they die in their sins, and they cannot be saved in the kingdom of God. And I speak it according to the words of Christ, and I lie not. And I exhort you to remember these things, for the time speedily come that ye shall know that I lie not. And this is a testimony to the world. For ye shall see me at the bar of God, and the Lord will say unto you, did I not declare my words unto you, which was written by this man? Like as one crying from the dead, yes, even as one speaking out of the dust, I declare these things unto the fulfilling of the prophecies, and behold, they shall proceed forth out of the mouth of the everlasting God, and his word shall hiss forth from generation to generation, and God shall show unto you that that which I have written is true. And again, I would exhort you that ye would come unto Christ and lay hold upon every good gift, and touch not the gift, the evil gift, nor the unclean thing, and awake and rise from the dead, O Jerusalem. Yes, and put on thy beautiful garments, O daughters of Zion, and strengthen thy stakes, and enlarge thy borders for ever, that thou mayest no more be confounded, that the covenants of the Eternal Father which he hath made unto thee, O house of Israel, may be fulfilled. Yes, come unto Christ and be perfected in him, and deny yourselves all unrighteousness. And if ye shall deny yourselves all ungodliness, and the love of God with all your hearts, and love God with all your might, mind, and strength, then is his grace sufficient for you, that by his grace ye may be perfect in Christ. And if by the grace of God ye are perfect in Christ, you can in no ways deny the power of God. And again, if ye by the grace of God are perfected in Christ, and deny not his powers, then are ye sanctified in Christ by the grace of God through the shedding of the blood of Christ, which is in the covenant of the Father, until the remission of your sins, that ye become holy without spot. And now I bid ye all farewell. I soon go to rest in the paradise of God, until my spirit and body shall again reunite, and I am brought forth triumphant through the air to meet you before the pleasing bar of the great Jehovah, eternal God of both the quick and the dead. The testimony of this man, this restored gospel, and God saying to you, why is it all the things I spoke in this sealed book, why is it you did not receive them? Why didn't you have a desire to receive them? You know. So the Lord is having me start from the end and work my way back. So now I want to go to 1 Nephi, I think it's 13, 38 to 42. All this is set up as a study guide in the book, actually, the small Nephite record, but the Lord has got me unfolding it this way. Because you get the full picture of what he's talking about at the end of the book, you know. And he talks about how the books will be put together. Very powerful lesson for those that have an ear to hear. So I'll be skipping around here, but you'll get the picture. So I'm going to start at 13th chapter of 1 Nephi, and I'm going to be in the 38th verse. And it says, and it came to pass that I beheld a raiment of the seed of my brethren, and also the book of the Lamb of God, which had proceeded forth from the mouth of the Jews. And I beheld that it came forth from the Gentiles unto the remnant of the seed of my brethren. It's talking about the Bible. And after it had come forth unto them, I beheld other books which came forth by the power of the Lamb from the Gentiles unto them, unto the converting of the Gentiles, and the remnant of the seed of my brethren, and also to the Jews which were scattered upon all the face of the earth, that the records of the prophets and of the 12 apostles of the Lamb are true. And the angel spoke unto me, saying, these last records which thou hast seen among the Gentiles shall establish the truth of the first, which is of the 12 apostles, talking about the Bible, of the Lamb, and shall make known the plain and precious things which have been taken away from them, and shall make known to all mankind, tongues, and people, that the Lamb of God is the eternal Father and the Savior of the world, and that all men must come unto him, or they cannot be saved. And they must come according to the words which shall be established by the mouth of the Lamb, and the words of the Lamb shall be made known in the records of thy seed, as well as the records of the 12 apostles of the Lamb. Wherefore they shall be established in one, for there is one God and one shepherd over all the earth. And the time cometh that he shall manifest himself unto all nations, both the Jews and also unto the Gentiles. And after that he have manifested himself unto the Jews and also the Gentiles, then he shall manifest himself unto the Gentiles and also the Jews, and the last shall be first, and the first shall be last. And it shall come to pass that if the Gentiles shall hearken unto the Lamb of God in that day, that he may manifest himself unto them in word and also in power and very deed unto the taking away of their stumbling blocks. If it so be that they harden not their hearts. So we're back to the condition of the hearts again, and the removing of the stumbling blocks, the things that was left out of the Bible, removed by the Gentiles to cause them to stumble. And if it so be that they harden not their hearts against the Lamb of God, they shall be numbered among the seed of thy father. Yes, they shall be numbered among the house of Israel, and they shall be a blessed people among the promised land forever. They shall be no more brought down into captivity, and the house of Israel shall no more be confounded. And the great pit which hath been digged for them by that great abominable church, which was founded by the devil and his children, that he might lead away the souls of men down into hell. Yes, that great pit which hath been dug for the destruction of men shall be filled by those who dug it, until their utter destruction, saith the Lamb of God, not the destruction of the soul, save it be the casting of it into the hell, which have no end. For behold, this is according to the captivity of the devil, and also according to the justice of God upon all those who will seek wickedness and abomination before him. And it came to pass that the angel spoke unto me, Nephi, saying, thou hast beheld that if the Gentiles repent, it shall be well with them. And thou also knowest concerning the covenants of the Lord unto the house of Israel. And thou also knowest, also have heard, that whosoever repenteth not must perish. Therefore, woe be unto the Gentiles if it so be that they harden their hearts against the Lamb of God. For the time cometh, saith the Lamb of God, that I will work a great and marvelous work among the children of men, a work which shall be everlasting, either on the one hand or on the other, either to the convincing of them to peace and life eternal, or unto the deliverance of them to the hardness of their hearts and the blindness of their minds, until they're being brought down into captivity and also unto destruction, both temporarily and spiritually, according to the captivity of the devil, or which I have spoken. And it came to pass that when the angels had spoken these words, he said unto them, remember thou the covenants of the Father unto the house of Israel. Yes, said unto him, yes. And it came to pass that he said unto me, look, and behold, the great and abominable church, which is the mother of abominable nation, whose foundation is a devil. And he said unto me, behold, there is, save it be, two churches. The one is the church of the Lamb of God, and the other is the church of the devil. Wherefore, whoso belongeth not to the church of the Lamb of God belongeth to the great church, of which is the mother of abominable nation, and she is the whore of all the earth. And it came to pass that I looked and beheld the whore of all the earth, and she sat upon many waters, and she had dominion over all the earth among all the nations, kindreds, and tongues, and people. And it came to pass that I beheld that the church of the Lamb of God and its numbers were few because of the wickedness of the and abomination of the whore, which sat upon many waters. Nevertheless, I beheld that the church of the Lamb, which was the saints of God, were also upon all the face of the earth, and their dominion upon the face of the earth was small. And because of the wickedness of the great whore, which I saw. And it came to pass that I beheld that the great mother of abominations did gather together multitudes upon the face of the earth among all the nations of the Gentiles to fight against the Lamb of God. And it came to pass that I, Nephi, beheld the power of the Lamb of God, that it descended upon the saints of the church of the Lamb and upon the covenant people of the Lord. which were scattered upon all the face of the earth, and they were armed with righteousness and with power of God and great glory. And it came to pass that I beheld that the wrath of God was poured out upon the great and abominable church, insomuch that there were wars and rumors of wars.